Hello and welcome to the Home Uplink Podcast. Today is September 15th, 2021.
It is September 15th.
It is. It is. It's
Wednesday. Hump day.
Wednesday. Yeah. We are, we're back again. We yes. are the returning champs, the two-time, you know.
Two-time.
So.
Back-to-back.
Yeah, back-to-back. They call us the trash man.
Yep.
But non-jokingly, today we're going to be talking about something I found out very recently. It's, I think, going to be quite the problem.
Yes, I believe so.
That it's probably not. I have literally not seen. The only way I know this is happening is just from.
Forums,
you know, this isn't like these aren't news stories being written about this or anything like that, right? Nobody's really talking about this at all. So, what's happening is, yeah, as we all know, we've talked about it plenty. The eviction moratorium ended, and the last one that they tried to put through that was unconstitutional got shot down again.
Yep,
and so evictions are. Back. And the reason why they did it, trying to continue it, was because they said, well, there's a large amount of rental assistance that hasn't been given out, and it's a disservice to the community for that not to be given out.
We need to have enough time. We need to have more time.
That's really what they harped on, is we didn't have enough time. We need more time in order to give out this rental assistance. And we told you, and we talked about it last time, about how you know, it's not even close to the amount of money lost, and you know, it's pretty much just a hollow promise. But what's kind of coming to a T here is if you didn't know, while this was going on, while the eviction moratorium was happening, it was a lawsuit was being brought through all the lower courts, basically, until it finally reached the Supreme Court, and that's when the first chance of ending the moratorium started and blah, 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 right?
Correct.
So through that entire ramp-up time of going through all these lower courts and bringing forth all the, you know, documents of how much money is going to be lost and how, you know, this isn't going to work and blah, 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 telling them, you know, hey, this isn't going to work, right? We would like to not have this happen. You know, could you work with us, end this, and we can try and work things out with everyone, right? But giving us no options takes away our rights, you know?
Correct.
And then the court said, oh, well, you know, it doesn't matter what you want. Deal with it, right?
Yeah, kind of like a, yeah, sorry.
So, you know, they said, okay, well, you're not going to like the outcome. And the government said, oh, you know, what are you going to do, right? What can you do? We're going to give the assistance out. You're going to have to deal with the consequences of, you know, not being able to pay bills or not being able to cover the mortgage on leased properties, that sort of thing, right? With rental assistance,
yes,
there are stipulations that when a landlord accepts rental assistance, along with it come governmental strings.
Correct. It's not just
money. It's not just money, right? Now, those strings mean, in some cases, that the tenant cannot be evicted for non-payment again.
Yes.
So if they accept the funds, so, you know, let's say, for instance, somebody was unable to make their rental payments for 6 months. They seeked assistance from the state to pay. The landlord would have to accept that if they wanted, and then they could say, yes, I'm going to accept, and then they're not able to evict that tenant for non-payment again. So until the end of their lease, they wouldn't be able to evict for non-payment. So if that tenant were to not pay again after that point, they wouldn't be able to evict until their lease was up.
Correct.
And then they would just say, no, I'm not continuing your lease, yada, yada. So it would kind of burn them twice, right?
Weird, right?
Weird. So what's been happening is people have been filing for rental assistance through the government aid programs that they made with the CARES Act. And in doing so, you know, that's what they've been really harping on is we needed more time to do this. We needed more time to give the money out, blah, blah, blah. The issue is that in court, basically they were told that this wouldn't work because XYZ, right? And the courts were like, well, it doesn't matter what you think. So now we fast forward to today. Landlords, property management companies, REITs, etc., they have ultimately the final say in whether or not they accept government aid.
Yeah.
Now, like anybody, right? Is, you know, if the government walked up to you and said, hey, here's some money, but there's strings attached, you don't have to accept it. Right.
Yeah, of course. Like, oh, well, no, thank you.
Yeah. So what's happening? And it, like I said, is there's very few articles written on it right now, if any, is that people are filing for rental assistance for COVID. And whether it be a landlord or a property management company or a real estate investment trust, whatever it is, right? They are not accepting the payment.
Nope.
So what's happening in quite a few cases is, you know, people have, you know, we've talked about this before. And I think you, it's pretty well known what our stance is that, you know, there were people that were affected and it was, you know, that's what that's for, right? The people that were truly affected by this, right?
We reiterate that.
You know,
certain individuals do deserve to be, you know, taken care of because things that changed in their circumstances were out of their control.
Yeah, it's like there's, you know, there's people with disabilities, there's people who were let go of their jobs, there's, you know, places that closed, there's people who were actually affected by this, right? And to lump everybody in together is not, it's not correct and it's not right. And so that's why, you know, we're trying to make this well known is that there are people that, and I know for a fact, you know, these are all case by case basis, right? When a landlord or a you know, a property management company looks into this sort of thing, it is a case by case basis. It's not like you're not sweepingly going to do whatever, right?
No.
But, so what I'm trying to say here is that the people that, you know, tried to work things out and tried to work with their, landlords and, or, you know, property management companies and whatnot, I haven't really heard much from that end that there's been trouble or them not accepting, payments for that because they understand, like, you know, I've heard stories of people who, you know, unfortunately they, you know, came down with cancer, things like that. And they accepted because obviously, you know, the person fell on hard times. That's how it is. You know, everybody likes to make landlords and landowners out to be like heartless individuals half the time, but
yes,
you know, everybody's got a heart. But I mean, this,
you know, our uncle has a few rental properties up in Portland.
Yeah.
And, you know, he hasn't had any issues, knock on wood, with the pandemic because he hasn't raised rent in, he was saying, over like 5 years or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they have an ongoing relationship to where they feel
everybody's comfortable. Right.
Hey, you know, I haven't, you know, done anything wrong. Yeah. You're going to have to keep paying rent. And he hasn't had any issues. And that's again, like everyone thinks that Big Brother is landlord. Like they're the guys sitting at the top of a, you know, glass building, just staring at all the peons and they're, you know, look at these ants work. It's not necessarily, some people have it as a retirement.
Yeah. Some people are just using this as a means of their, you know, as supplemental income for the end of their life, you know?
Yeah. It's not, you know, an end all be all for them. It's not like, and that's what is a little scary in the circumstance of you get lumped in together. Everybody gets lumped in together.
Yeah, and so when you look at this situation, it's not so black and white when everything's a case-by-case basis, right?
Correct.
You have to sit there and say, well, every, you know, every person that's sitting there who owns property is not a bigwig that's sitting there, you know, like you said. Some is like, oh, well, I've been living here for 40 years and I bought that place, you know, 22 years ago when it was like $40,000 and I've been renting it out ever since, you know, or, correct. Oh, you know, I've been using, because, you know, not every time when somebody leases something out, it's to a person. Sometimes it's to nonprofits. Sometimes it's to religious institutions. And sometimes those places can't pay either, yeah. Right? So you have to realize it's not this broad spectrum. It's not like, oh, well, A equals B,
yeah.
Right? It's like, it's very, very different and diverse, yes. Right?
I agree.
So what I'm trying to say is there's plenty of people who, when it comes to how they run their business, because that's what it is, they take those things into account, right? And the tenants that they have, they understand that you know, life is life and nobody really, like we say all the time, you know, we don't have a crystal ball.
I don't.
Nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow, you know? Just like every investor who says, oh, would I rather have $1 million or would I rather know what stocks look like tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
You know, they're going to say,
not very good.
Yeah, well, you know, in general, right? They sit there and, you know, I'll hear it all the time with investors who go, well, I'd rather have tomorrow's newspaper, you know, because I can make more money knowing what's going to, you know, that sort of thing, right? Nobody knows. So that's a pretty understandable thing. And I've heard, yes, time and time again, I'm sure everybody has their stories about slumlords and bad landlords and, you know, oh, I was in college and my landlord took my security deposit and blah, 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 right? You know, everybody has that.
Yes.
But what I'm trying to say is, in these certain circumstances, you know, let's get, sorry, we had to get the disclaimers out of the way before we kept going.
Yes.
In these certain circumstances, there were people who were taking advantage of the system, right?
Correct.
They weren't the people that it was meant for, which is the ones who fell on hard times. It was people who were just seeing a system to exploit, right? Now, what they thought, and in this situation, what the government tried to get across was, okay, everything's going to be fine. You're just going to file for rental assistance through us, yep. Through the CARES Act. Yep. We're going to get to working on how much it's going to be, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, we're going to send the check over to the whatever rental institution it is that you work with and yep. Blah, 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 right? You know, that's all well and
good,
but in reality, the whatever rental institution that owns the property has the final say of whether or not they're going to accept it. And mind you, they also have that as well on just your normal contract, right?
Correct.
At any point in time, the place that you rent can just not accept your rental payments and end your contract with them, right? I mean, that's normally in most contracts. It's a means to say, okay, well, you know, and mind you, in that situation, if you've done nothing wrong, there are legal repercussions for doing that. So don't get me wrong. It's not some like, oh yeah, you know, they just kicked me out. They stopped taking my rent. You know, you have, you know, legal authorities, right?
Yes.
But what I'm saying is that's a right that you both have to accept or not accept payments, right? Because nobody can be forced to take money.
Correct.
Now, in these situations, the ones that have been taking advantage of the system, there's been problems because they've filed for rental assistance through the CARES Act. And in doing so, they've, you know, given over the information and the rental institution has said no, that they aren't going to accept it.
Correct.
Because they say, like I said previously, if they accept it, they're incapable of evicting after that point. And as well as they're not able to evict until, you know, basically the person's going to live there either way until their lease is up, right? So that's their issue, right? Is, you know, they're in this position where if you were to say to yourself, all right, I've been burned, right?
Yes.
You've been burned for months now. Month after month after month, you've been burned. You know, and I've heard stories of and, you know, videos people have of like, okay, well, here's the camera in the hallway showing, you know, XYZ going in, all this stuff, right? You know, basically proving that like this person's life hasn't changed. They just stopped paying me rent, right?
Correct.
So, you know, you're getting burned month after month. And really what the issue is once you accept those funds as the landlord or the property management company or whatever, you don't have any legal recourse anymore. You can't get them out of your property until the lease is up, basically. Now, you're really taking a leap of faith at this point, right? Because they've burned you at this for however many months already, right? They've already showed that they're not going to do it. So if they know that they have protection from eviction again until their lease is up, what are they going to, what do you think is going to happen?
Exactly.
Right? It's like, it's kind of like saying, oh, okay, you know, it's like Charlie Brown in the football, right? What are they going to do? Are they going to sit there and they're going to keep running at the football and she's going to move it every time, right? And you're going to go, oh, well, you know, that should be, yes, you should just keep trying to kick the football and it should just be pulled out from under your feet, right?
Yeah, I mean, Lucy's just going to keep doing what she's doing because no one's corrected her.
It's like, nah, they're just going to go, and they said this was going to happen. They pretty much were like, hey, you know, we're just not going to accept the funds because obviously, you know, you don't care about our rights. Why would we take money from the government that doesn't care about our rights type thing, right?
Correct.
So it's you know, whether it's their morals, principle, policy, whatever it is, in some cases, they're not accepting the rental income from the government, which means that they're, in some cases, evicting quite a few people that have non-payment, but also got assistance, right? So this is where it gets sticky.
Yes.
Is, you know, the whole thing about all of this is, oh, with rental assistance, we don't have to worry because we're going to pay back the rent that was owed. And for the people that really need it, it's going to support them. And but this kind of deflates that whole argument instantly because they just aren't going to accept it from somebody they know wasn't paying on purpose. I mean, I'm not sitting here telling you that's what's happening or what's going to happen or, you know, whatever legal definitions are there. But from what it seems like, there's quite a few things and from people and even some articles that I have read where they're just not accepting them. I'm sorry to say it, but they're just saying, you know, hey, we gave you every chance. You basically didn't ever answer us.
We tried to work with you on multiple different occasions in order to work an agreement out that worked for both of us. And, I mean, anybody in business understands that it's a two-way street.
Yeah, if one party doesn't want to negotiate, and what are you supposed to do? Right.
It happens, you know, it's a situation where you get burned. I don't want to get burned again. I gave you multiple occasions to try and remedy the situation. And I wanted to be, you know, a person who worked with you and unfortunately never came down to it. And now we are in a situation where, now I'm in the driver's seat.
Well, that's the whole thing about it, right? Is this kind of, I mean, I don't, yeah, I'm not here to be some philosophical, whoever, right? Yeah. I'm not some Roman.
Well, I mean, what goes around comes around.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, so in these circumstances, we're talking about specifically, right? The people who took advantage of the system, right? Now, here's the real issue with it, is that there's people who took advantage of the system that are screwing over people who didn't take advantage of the system, right? Because that's the whole problem of this, right? But you're not, the real issue is like, oh, okay, so get upset at the people who are what, the ones that got burned the whole time? It's like, I don't know. Do you get upset at the people that go, oh, okay, well, I'm not going to pay you because I don't want to. I'm just going to get away with it. And then I'll, you know, whether they care or not, whether they get evicted or whether they don't, or whatever happens, they just don't care, right? But the issue is, if I was somebody in the situation and I was getting swept up with those same people, yeah. I would be mad because I would say, well, I actually had cause, you know, I had reason for this, right? I sat there and, you know, whatever my reasoning is for it, I'm getting swept up along with these people, right? Yeah. The same ones who are sitting there going, oh, you know, I just didn't want to. I still had my job or nothing changed in my life. I just didn't, right? And you go, okay, well, who do you get upset at? Okay, well, the landlord's just getting rid of everyone because, you know, he wants to sell the building or something.
Correct.
Because, you know, he's got a 70% non-payment in the entire building. So what do? Right? Do you get upset at the 70% that haven't been paying when they could have? Or do you get upset at the landlord because he's, you know, upside down on his mortgage? What do you do? Who do you get? It's like this is a no-win situation for anyone, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, there's nobody in this who's winning.
No.
There's nobody. And it's like you have on one side somebody who's going, oh, well, I don't, you know, I just want to live. Right.
I just
need help from the government in order to live.
I just want to be able to live my life and I not have to move.
Yeah. And then you have other people who are like, oh, no, I. And then you have landlords who are like, well, I'm just trying to get payment in some way, shape or form, even, you know, less or, you know, try and work something out. But it's just, like I said, I'm not a philosopher. I'm not going to sit here and pontificate about the morals and ramifications and people sitting there going, oh, well, you did this to me and you did this to me. And it's like, well, like I said, nobody's in the right or the wrong, right?
Correct.
It's not black or white. It's not, oh, okay, yeah, it is, yeah, it's a yes for these and it's a no for these. It's like this whole situation is a bungled mess.
It really is.
And it's not going to get any better as we've just been talking about for 20 minutes here, is it's not going to get better because the problem's not solved. So, and this isn't even like the, you know, the normal thing is, you know, they just kick the can down the road, right? Correct. They go, that's what they thought this whole thing was going to be. When they made rental assistance, they thought it was a kick in the can down the road for another year or two.
Correct. Right?
I can forget about this problem while they're trying to figure out how to get rental aid to all these landlords that are, you know, all these people are behind and blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to kick the can on down the road, not have to care about it.
Something's going to happen or break or something, you know, is going to do exactly what I want it to do and it's all going to figure itself out.
Is what it seems like. That's definitely what they expected. They said, oh, you know, when the dust settles, things are going to be A-okay because I say so. And then in reality, where everybody else has to live, sadly, well, that's not the case.
No.
Because what happens is the dust doesn't just settle. It's not like, oh, I'm just going to kick the can down the road. It's like that guy can't kick the can down the road. You know, that guy has been, you know, having to pay out of his retirement to pay for his mortgage.
Correct.
You know, it's like on the building. And it's like, oh, well, that's every investment. You know, I love that the argument of like, oh, every investment
comes with a risk.
And when you buy in property, that's a risk. And if you get non-pay, it's like, no, the risk of owning property is the damages to property, right? It's a hurricane coming by and hitting it. It's flooding. It's the cost of ownership of property, right? That's what people don't understand. Is, you know, when somebody says, oh, well, there's risk in stock, right? Yeah, the risk in stock is it goes up or it goes down. That's it. And how the company behaves, right? But if you were to invest in real estate, you have to sit there and upkeep the building. You have to maintain all of its utilities.
Correct.
You have to make sure that it's powered, watered. Here it has to have air conditioning legally, right? In order for it to be a livable condition for somebody to rent, right? And on top of that, you need insurance for it.
Yep.
You need to make sure that it's upheld. And that's costs on your end of an investment, right? So if you were to say to somebody, all right, so that stock you bought, right? somebody else owns it in their stock portfolio, but you purchased it, right? But they have it in their stock portfolio. And to maintain it in their stock portfolio, you have to pay every month and yearly and taxes on it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you still own that stock. It's not in your account, but you own it.
Okay.
And you go, oh, okay, yeah, I guess. And then somebody goes, well, it's an investment. So obviously you should just understand that with any investment comes risk. And it's like, yes, but I, in this case, you know, in the case that I've heard time and time again from people about how, you know, oh, this is an investment, so you should understand there's losses acquitted with it. It's like, yes, but the losses are normal, right? Having somebody who basically is living in your property for free is not normal.
No.
That's not a normal cost of investing. Uh-uh. Like I just said, somebody else owning your stock that you purchase, pay for, pay the taxes, and pay monthly upkeep on. How does that make any sense?
Yeah.
That's not an investment, is it? No, it's not. You're just paying for somebody else's stock
and,
you know, and trading account.
It kind of just sounds like most of this too is like people have reached their boiling point.
Yeah, and a lot of it.
It's like, you know what? You made me sit here and, you know, just completely wait for months on months on months. And then now when it goes south for you, now you want to sit down at the table and negotiate. You know, I'm not ready to negotiate, nor will I be ready whenever, blah, 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 blah. And that's what, you know, most of it when I hear these kind of stories comes down to, where people are just fed up. They're just like, you know what, I gotta wait 2 more months for you to get out of that property. Yeah, unfortunately, you're probably gonna beat the crap out of the property because you're gonna get upset because I'm not willing to negotiate with you now. But at the same time, I'm gonna get my property back inevitably.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing about it, is like, it's no win. Nobody wins.
Yeah.
Because the person who's getting, you know, evicted now has an eviction on their record, which basically means they can't rent. Nobody's going to rent to them.
Or there's going to be a huge increase.
Or it's going to be an absolutely astronomical rent for anything.
Correct.
Right. And they're going to have to pay like first month, last month, and a security deposit up front. Yep. On top of having to pay an insane amount of rent, because they're going to go, oh, I have to make sure that you're, you know. So that situation for the person who gets evicted, bad. Right.
Yes.
Now you have to sit there, and every time you go anywhere else, you're gonna have to pay 4 months up front, which they probably don't want to. No. Right. So, you know, what are the options? You know, you have some people that are leaving renting and they've been saving all this money to buy a property. Right.
Good.
You know, for them, I guess if you didn't pay for 18 months to save up money and then you're just gonna go from renting to owning, I guess you won. Right. You're the winner in this situation, because you sat
you
there
and saw the silver lining.
Yeah, you said, I'm going to just save this money instead of spending it on rent, and then I'm going to buy a property after it, right? I guess that works. But for everybody else who intends on renting after getting an eviction, it's a terrible time. And then on top of that, for the landlord or whoever that's having to deal with the properties, I mean, it's a headache and a half.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's more, you know, nobody in this situation wins, but you have to realize that when everybody gets pushed to their limits, this is something you're going to have to expect from people, right?
And we feel like it's probably going to, you know, more news are going to hit on this maybe later down the line, due to the fact that everything is all focused on certain other things going on in the world right now. And I think that real estate has definitely taken more of a,
honestly, I don't think this will really ever get picked up. I mean, some of the stories I was reading weren't even, I mean, some things that I was looking into were from 2018, 2019, before the pandemic, before this even started. Sometimes in rental assistance programs, people wouldn't accept. And that's the articles, right? And when it came to 2021, most of the stuff I was reading was from like June, March, April, January, where people were going over this basically what we're going over right now, which is this problem. But there were people who were looking into the CARES Act, which, mind you, I didn't really want to read like a 1,700-page bill, but this person did, right?
Yeah.
And in the fine print, it says like, hey, this is, you know, and so they kind of threw up a red flag and were like, hey, this is going to be an issue down the line when the moratorium's up because XYZ. And the exact thing that we're seeing play out right now is happening, right? Uh-huh. So maybe they have a crystal ball, but I don't. But for their purposes, it worked out because they knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And so I guess reading the 1,700 page or however long it was, it worked out for them. But in this situation,
yes,
right, I really don't know if many news agencies or anything like that are going to pick this story up because it's not a what are you supposed to, what's the news article's going to be on, you know, like, oh, government program doesn't work. You know what I mean? Like it's, there just doesn't, you know.
Oh, look at this. We fail again.
Yeah. Like it's not, I don't know how much coverage this is going to get really because nobody looks good.
No.
It's like, so this situation is just, I think, honestly, it's going to be another one of those kick it under the rug and hope nobody lifts it to dust type things.
Yeah.
So,
well, we're going to keep our eye on it. That's for sure.
Yeah. We're going to, you know, we're going to keep our eye out and see what's going on and see, hopefully, I mean, as things really get, opened back to normal, I guess, quote unquote,
yeah,
the way things used to be, I guess, with real estate, the machine will roar back to life.
Yeah.
You know, and, we'll kind of slot back in and figure out how everything's going to level itself.
Correct. But at that, we want to again thank everybody for stopping by on a Wednesday. We are going to be in the office the rest of the week. I just got back into town, and we are hitting the pavement again. So if you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate. Email us at admin@homeuplink.com. You could also go to the website with homeuplink.com with turn by turn directions, with up to date open houses, with real time direct portal to the listing agent for the open house, so you can actually ask questions or see if you can see the home on a different time. If today doesn't work for you, please check out the site. And if you have any questions, like I said, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Yeah. Thanks for coming again and listening. We'll see you next time.
See you soon.